Blackstone presents Bad Boss by Brooke Page. This book is read by Avery Reed. Chapter 1.
Kelsey, don't forget Mr. Kraft takes his coffee black.
I offered a pleasant nod toward the intern who's been here for only 6 weeks. She threw a wink and tossed her pin-straight blonde hair my way, then swayed her nearly 6-foot perfect frame toward the conference room. My smile quickly flipped to a frown, holding in my eye roll to the best of my ability. I had been in this reception chair for almost 2 years, way longer than I'd planned. Knowing how my thick head of a boss takes his coffee was a given. Another few interns my age pranced after her, their clothing precise and professional to fit their well-kept bodies. My brand new shift dress didn't quite have the same effect when walking past any warm-blooded males like theirs did. Maybe I was stuck behind the reception desk because my confidence wasn't like theirs, or because Mr. Kraft had a particular eye for his interns, who all happened to be tall, thin, and beautiful. I was lucky to be chosen for the program at the most successful marketing firm in Chicago. My test scores proved my worth, along with my killer final project. I'd pitched an idea on how to market a running shoe at an affordable cost to multiple stereotypes. Let's just say I did such a good job that employees had a hefty bonus from the surplus of sales. While everyone else in the room was impressed, my boss, Mr. Kraft, stayed straight-faced, the same tense jaw and scowl firmly in place as always. I'd only amused him enough to be hired in as his personal assistant, not as one of the marketing coordinators. I wasn't offended, but according to my new coworkers, it was rare for Kraft to hire any interns into the company after they'd served their time, and I was fortunate to have the job he gave me. I assumed I'd be hired within a year. One of those put up with the grunt work and it'll pay off gigs. Yet still I sit, getting glares from Mr. Kraft every morning, being ridiculed because I didn't complete tasks to his satisfaction. He was arrogant, always pointing out that my ideas weren't substantial enough. It wouldn't be so bad if he weren't so attractive. Talk about being tongue-tied because of beauty. It's one thing to hate an asshole who's older than dirt and not attractive, but the man had a perfectly sculpted face and deliciously blue eyes that would draw you into hypnosis. He couldn't be much over 30, an unlikely age for a man in such a high...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?